They were more or less games of strength and this type of thing, where you stood in a circle, somebody stood in a circle, and the group held hands, and what's called let the bluebird out or something, and the guy tried, a little girl, whatever, just tried to break through the...
Through the hands?
Yeah, through the hands or whatever, yeah.
Did you ever play dodgeball?
Yeah, in a circle.
Okay. Did you ever play any other unorganized games that had to do with balls?
Unorganized games that had to do with balls. Dodgeball is where somebody stands in a circle, you throw and try to hit them. If you do, then you're it and whatever.
Right.
Ball, unorganized. None that I can think of right now.
Right, how about with tin can?
Play games with tin cans on skates. But it wasn't really, it was a form of hockey. We played on roller skates.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you use?
With broom handles.
Oh.
And tin cans. And we had goals and this type of thing, but it wasn't. It was just an idea of trying to get the can from one end of the street to the other, and the other team trying to steal it and knock it out of the way. It got a lot of broken arms and teeth and skin elbows and knees and things, but you know.
All right. How about any brutal games? Games that where somebody was going to get hurt, that was the point of it.
Somebody was going to get hurt, that was the point of it. No, not really. I don't think. You played out there those kind of games because, hell, there was no place else to play.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was the point of it was really to get somebody hurt, but somebody always did. Yeah, you were out there playing in the middle of the street, playing football or baseball in the middle of the street, you know. You run out for a pass and a car comes around the corner and wipes you out, you know, this type of thing.
Yeah.
How about
games involving knives? Throwing
knives. What was this thing called? Mumbly pig?
Yeah,
with the knife and the matchstick and all this kind of thing.
Right, guys that eat the matchstick.
Yeah, all that.
How about with rope?
Rope? Yeah, in my younger days, but other than that...
Did you sing any nursery rhymes while you were doing it?
Talking about way back in the first, second grade when I jumped rope. I can't think of anything. There were some. We used to sing little songs.
Uh-huh.
But what they were, I don't know. It's been so long. You're talking about 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. No, but 25 years ago, jumping rope, nursery rhyme. But he probably couldn't remember any lines to a nursery rhyme that would come to him.
Oh, I got some.
Really
good. All right, well, how about,
you
ever
play
marbles?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you play marbles?
Yeah, well, we had different kinds, different games. And different neighborhoods had different games, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I moved to the south side, they had the big circle-type marble. Okay, and you stand on one side of the circle, and you throw the marble over the other side of the circle, and the one that was closest to the line, on the line, was first, second, third, and on down the line. Then you shoot the marbles, and we played keepers, you know.
Oh, yeah, and everybody does.
Yeah, and except all of a sudden some guy would probably come through the ass to grab all the marbles, this type of thing. And then we'd run behind him and beat him up, you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, did you ever play with jacks?
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily a girl's game?
No, not really.
What kind of parties did you go to then, or what do you go to now?
I don't go to any parties now.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, how about in high school? Was it dancing type parties?
Those generally sponsored through the school or through a class at the school. We organized a group called Top Teams that sponsored various functions, dances, picnics, and this type of thing.
All right, but did people ever have parties at their houses?
Yes, but I very seldom went.
And what kind of recording music do you like to listen to?
Right now, mostly jazz.